Today, we are laser focused on making this season a lot easier and a lot more fun for you. To help this year, those master cooks and culinary thinkers at America's Test Kitchen are going to be with us. So put your feet up and relax. We have your back with a slew of ways to enjoy your own parties, nail ideal gifts, how to loosen up and freshen up your table with conversation, and easy ways to cook like a pro. With that mission in mind, Bridget Lancaster joins us. She's the host of America's Test Kitchen television show. Hey, Bridget, it's good to have you with us.
It's fabulous to be here.
Well, Bridget, your mission, should you decide to accept it, is what advice do you have for people who are entertaining?
Uh-oh. I've got four words for you. How about party from the freezer?
Okay, you've got my attention. Explain.
All right. You don't have to put on your coat and your mittens and your hat. This is all about having food ready to come out of the freezer. All the work's been done pretty much all the way to the end. All you need to do is finish up with either cooking in the oven or on the stovetop, and you've got really great hot appetizers and hors d'oeuvres to serve to people whenever they come over. I mean, my house is like Grand Central through the holidays.
Right.
So it's really nice to have a few things already in there, and I can just whip them out, and I look like a genius.
Okay, so how do we look like a genius? Or geniuses, plural.
Well, a few items I can think of offhand. One is cheddar cheese coins. These are like the little cheese crackers.
Yeah.
So easy to make. If you can make a pie dough, and even if you can't make a pie dough, these are so simple. Flour, a little bit of cornstarch, some other dry ingredients, of course, shredded cheese, some spices. And then you mix them together. You cut them right in the food processor, so you don't even need to really handle it. And then you roll them out into logs, wrap them in parchment, and they go right into your freezer. And they can stay in there for a month. And then if you know people are coming over, take out one of the logs, let it thaw, slice it. Quarter-inch slices is great.
Uh-huh.
And then they bake about 25 minutes, 350 degrees, and you've got something. It's so much better than any Cheez-It or Goldfish out there.
That sounds fabulous. Okay, so also you could probably serve them at room temperature if you want to do them ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah, they'll stay room temperature for at least 3 days. Again, good luck keeping them for 3 days.
This is a golden recipe.
Yeah, and you can switch out the cheese for, you know, gorgonzola, something sharper, parmesan. It doesn't just have to be cheddar.
Okay.
So very, very easy.
What else is up your sleeve or in your freezer?
Well, I also like to bring out little appetizers that aren't necessarily holiday-centric, or at least we don't necessarily think of them as being, you know, the cranberry and the cheese and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So how's a scallion pancake sound to you?
That's a great idea. They're delicious.
I'm pretty addicted to scallion pancakes, I have to say. I love that flaky texture that they have.
And right.
They're almost like glassine with this picture of scallions underneath the surface. They're just beautiful. But it's really easy to make. It's a hot water dough, which means it's just boiling water and flour mixed together. And that boiling water prevents the flour from activating the gluten. So when you go to roll it out into a thin pancake, it's not going to snap back on you. So you roll it out and you brush it with this mixture of vegetable oil and sesame oil and, of course, a little bit more flour.
Uh-huh.
And what that does is you're going to roll up that really thin pancake into kind of a jelly roll. And then you spiral it around itself. It almost looks like a snail shell. You know,
oh,
kind of
yeah,
coiled.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And then you roll it out again, and that creates all these flaky layers, almost like pie crust at that point. And that can go in the freezer at that point, these little pancakes in between parchment, again, up to a month. And then when you're ready to cook them, they thaw almost instantly. You just heat up a skillet. Cast iron is best for this because it gets it super crisp.
Mm-hmm.
Cut a little slit right in the middle of the pancake and cook them for about a minute to a minute and a half each side. And then you are golden. A little bit of a soy sauce and sesame oil and honey to dip it in. Perfect.
And the scallions go in after you've done that first roll, right?
That's right. I should have mentioned the scallions.
No, but this is really lovely because we are used to so many, in quotes, Western foods that go with the holidays. And these are so delicious. One more. Just one more.
Chicken empanadas. And these are, you know, the little turnovers, and we're going to make them super tiny, filled with a no-cook chicken mixture. So you don't even have to make that chicken mixture ahead of time. You can, if you have leftover chicken, that's great. If not, go ahead and get a rotisserie chicken and shred it. So you're going to use shredded chicken. You're going to use shredded cheddar, some green olives, cilantro, lime juice, a little bit of spice in there, maybe a little bit of chipotle. Mm-hmm. And mix that together. And then for the dough, we're not going to make a dough. We're going to use ready-made pie dough. So you just take a little cookie cutter.
You are sneaky. You really are.
Take a little cookie cutter, about, you know, 3 1/4, 3 1/2 inches round. You're going to cut a whole bunch of circles out of that. Fill each one of those circles, a couple teaspoons of the filling, and crimp and seal. And they go on a sheet pan lined with parchment into the freezer until they're rock hard. After that, you can peel them off the parchment and put them in a Ziploc bag if you'd like to. And again, they'll stay in there for a month. And then when you're ready to serve, 425, about 25 minutes, serve them with some homemade salsa, or if you have a favorite jarred salsa that's already made for you, that's even better.
Bridget, you have a great holiday, and thank you for this. This is a lifesaver.
Lynn, happy holidays to you.
Thanks.
Come on, baby, and be my guest. Come join the party and meet the rest. Everything's gonna be all right, so be my guest tonight.
Bridget Lancaster is host of America's Test Kitchen television show. Now, you can find all those recipes Bridget talked about on our website, splendidtable.org.